talk a little bit about some of the newer research strategies and therapies that have come out, one being nab-paclitaxel, which you've done some work on. Where are we with that, and where do you think it's heading?
Well, there's been fairly extensive use of nab nanoparticle or albumin-bound paclitaxel is the generic name that our pharmacy has come up with in breast cancer, suggesting worse equivalents and probably better. It has one clear toxicity advantage, and that is the lack of hypersensitivity reactions. I find them very nasty, and I'm not the person living through them. They're very frightening to the patients and potentially deadly, though blessedly it's a very rare occurrence. The ones with docetaxel too, they're not quite as dramatic. They're equally nasty. This kind of pain syndrome people seem to get with docetaxel, this back pain requiring narcotics is something you just don't want to subject a patient to. And you don't do that with nab-paclitaxel. So to me, with pretty good evidence of equivalence and this advantage in toxicity, it has an edge. Issues of reimbursement, though, have cropped up. And these things are going to have to be sorted out. But it seems to me that a drug that is equivalent, and I believe that's what the essence of the approvals were, that it was at least equivalent to paclitaxel. I think not having hypersensitivity reactions is a reason to switch. Other than that, the toxicities I find very comparable, alopecia, neutropenia, neurotoxicity, and it's the same sort of careful observation, dose attenuation, you know, observing your patient for those side effects, intervening when you have to. I find those things very comparable to Pacli or Dosi, but the hypersensitivity reaction is something that's clearly not comparable.
What about the neurotoxicity? Is that an issue in lung cancer?
It was the dose limiting. Well, we didn't do a phase one, we did a phase two trial, but clearly it was the toxicity that forced us to stop therapy in patients.